This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. This recording is by Mark Smith of Simpsonville, South Carolina. Uncle Remus, by Joel Chandler Harris. Volume 4, His Sayings. Saying number 16, Uncle Remus Preaches to a Convert. "Dey tells me you done joined the church," said Uncle Remus to Pegleg Charlie. "Yes, sir," responded Charlie gravely. "That's so." "Well, I'm mighty glad of that," remarked Uncle Remus with unction. "It's about time that I was expecting for to hear you in the chain gang. Instead of that, it's the church. Well, there ain't no telling these days where a nigger's going to land." "Yes," responded Charlie, straightening himself up and speaking in a dignified tone. "Yes, I'm fixing to do better. I'm preparing for to shake worldliness. I'm done quit associating with these white town boys. They've been a-going back on me too rapidly here lately, and now I am a-going back on them." "Well, if you done had experience of it, I'm mighty glad. If you got religion, you better hold on to it till the last day in the morning. It's mighty good for to carry around with you in the daytime and likewise in the nighttime. It'll pay you more than politics, and if you stands up like you oughter, it'll last longer than a bone fellum. But you want to have one of these year old-time grips, and you just gotta shut your eyes and swing on like one of these year bull terrier dogs." "Oh, I'm going to stick, Uncle Remus. You can put your money on that. These town boys can't play no more of their games on me. I'm fixed." "Can't you lend me a dime, Uncle Remus, to buy me a pie? I'm dat hungry dat my stomach is getting ready to go in moaning." Uncle Remus eyed Charlie curiously a moment, while the latter looked quietly at his timbered toe. Finally, the old man sighed and spoke. "How long has you been in the church, son?"
"Mighty near a week," replied Charlie.
"Well, let me tell you this now, before you go any further. You ain't been in there long enough for to go round taking up contributions. Wait until you get sort of season-like, and then I'll hunt round in my clothes and see if I can't run out a thrip or two for you. But don't you levy taxes too early." Charlie laughed, and said he would let the old man off if he would treat to a watermelon. End of saying. Saying 17. As to Education. As Uncle Remus came up Whitehall Street recently, he met a little colored boy carrying a slate and a number of books. Some words passed between them, but their exact purport will probably never be known. They were unpleasant, for the attention of a wandering policeman was called to the matter by hearing the old man bawl out,
"Don't you come fooling along of me, nigger. You are flipping the sass at the wrong color. You can go round here and sass these white people, and maybe they'll stand it. But when you come a-slinging your jaw at a man that was gray when the farming days get out, you better go and get your hide greased."
"What's the matter, old man?" asked a sympathizing policeman.
"Nothing, boss, exceptin' I ain't gwine to have no nigger chillin' a-hoopin' and a-hollerin' at me when I'm going along the streets."
"Oh, well, school children, you know how they are."
"That's what make I say what I does. They better be home picking up chips. What a nigger gwine to learn out of books? I can take a barrel stave and fling more sense into a nigger in 1 minute than all the schoolhouses twixt this and the state of Michigan. Don't talk, honey. With one barrel stave, I can fairly lift the veil of ignorance."
"Then you don't believe in education?"
"It's the ruination of this country. Look at my gal. The old woman sent her to school last year, and now we dasn't hardly ax her for to carry the washing home. She done gone beyond her business. I ain't learnt nothing in books, and yet I can count all the money I gets. No use talking, boss. Put a spelling book in a nigger's hands, and right then and there you loses a plow hand. I done had the experience of it. End of saying. Saying number 18, a temperance reformer.
Here come Uncle Remus,
said a well-dressed Negro, who was standing on the sidewalk near James's bank recently, talking to a crowd of barbers.
Here come Uncle Remus. I bound he'll sign it.
You'll fling your money away if you bet on it, responded Uncle Remus.
I ain't turning nothing loose on church scriptions. I wants money right now for to get a pint of meal.
Tain't that. And I ain't helping for to bury nobody. Much as I can do for to keep the breath in my own body.
Tain't that, neither.
And I ain't putting my hand to no recommends. I'm feared for to say a polite word about myself, and I just know I ain't going round flattering up these other niggers.
And tain't that,
responded the darkie, who held a paper in his hand. We are getting up a good temperance lodge, and we like to get your name.
Hey, honey, I done seen too much of this nigger temperance. They stand up mighty square until their dues commence to cramp 'em, and they don't stand a racket worth a darn. No longer than yesterday, I seed one of the headmen of these here temperance societies toting water for a barroom. He had the water in a bucket, but they ain't telling how much red liquor he was a toting. G'long, child. Join your society and be good to yourself. I'm a-getting too old. Give me 3 or 4 drams and during the day, and I might not as good a temperance man as the next one. I got to scuffle for something to eat. End of saying.